Simon Beis Seivov. There's a few parts in that, but most importantly, this is the Makor, probably the most important halacha Makor with regards to head covering. Couples, where does that come from? What's the halacha? Is it a requirement? Is it just a hiddu? Is it a mitzvah chassidus? What is it exactly? We'll be discussing that here, mitzvah Hashem. We'll be discussing amongst other shailas, what about the judge? A judge. We know that judges in this country, they wear, I don't know if all judges, some, I don't know, Old Bailey, I think they do, no? Some judges, they wear wigs. What happens if a judge wants to eat an apple in his break? Can he just save himself from putting the cup on that? Is it horse hair? Is it taka true? Is that what they say? Yeah. Can he just keep it on and then make a bracha? Or does he need to put the cup on that? It might look quite odd. But does he need to put the cup on or not? Can he just keep the wig on because his head is covered? Another question we'll be discussing, is there any sizes? Does he need a certain size? Have you ever seen the tiny ones? Is that good enough? Or maybe how do you measure it? How do you measure the size of a couple? Is there any requirement? And we'll also be addressing mitzvah to Shaila. What happens if somebody realizes that he forgot, he just didn't realize, he didn't notice, he was davening and he didn't have a couple on. Ever thought of that? He forgot. Does he, after Shachis, Baalelu suddenly realizes that something doesn't feel quite right up there. And then he notices that they don't have a couple. Does he need to daven again? Does he need to go to the next minion, the later minion, and start from scratch? Or maybe not. These, amongst other shayes, will be discussed tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Sivvot. Also, leilech bekoim azakufa. A person may not walk bekoim azakufa with his head raised too high. That's the first halacha in this seif. The Mishnah says over here in Sifkoten Tezayin, Sifkoten Tez says bekoim azakufa shidoi chayragle ashchina kivyachol itzigemora, that you're pushing away the feet of the shchina. Don't walk too proud. Don't walk around too proud. Shidoi chayragle ashchina kivyachol. Al kain, therefore, kosva achonim da achonim right. The osur afilu poches me'aba amas. What the Shulchan Aruch says for amas, it doesn't love dafka for amas. It's also if you stand with too proud, that's also a problem. Afilu poches me'dalad amas. If you walk less than four amas, that's just as problematic. The poshut in itself understood, says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu oimed, even if you stand bim koimoi in his place, ve'eino hoilech klal, and you don't walk at all. There's an issur of being bekoimos kufa, being too proud. That's an isra, and it doesn't really mean walking, it's even standing, says the Mishnah Berurah. This is the first halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Next point is, v'lo yeilech arba ames, and a person should not walk four ames, begilui harosh, with his head uncovered. Don't walk four ames with the head uncovered. Begilui harosh, the reason being, mipnei kvoit hashchina. Because of the respect of the Shechina, the respect of the Rebbeinu Shloilam, do not walk four amas. Don't walk four amas begil arosh with your head uncovered. These are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Where does that come from exactly? Where does that come from? I always find it fascinating when I ask in school, I go through examples. I put on the whiteboard, I put mitzvah deraisa, Mitzvah Derabbanon and Minhagim. And I've done this in year 3 and year 5 and year 6. And I tell them, to give examples. Couples will always come up. And I ask them, where does couple go? Does couple go by the Reises? Does couple go by the Rabbanons? Or couples go by Minhagim? Or by Midas Chassidus? Where does that go? And it's unbelievable to see that I can't say 90% because I think it's pretty much 100% of the children. Where do they put couples? The mamash put it by the reise. They put it by the reise. It definitely tells us something about al chinuch. It's very good. It tells us something about al chinuch. But on the other hand, it shows us there's a bit of the balancing of knowing what's important, not so important. It's definitely a gewaltige schwach for al chinuch, how we teach the children how important the couples is. But it's definitely nowhere near the reise. It's not the rabbanon either. Where does that all come from? So the emissaries of the Gemara, and I just want to, because the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gemara, I'm briefly going to quote the Gemara. Because it's unbelievable what the source of this all is. The Gemara in Shabbos brings an incident in Kuf Nun Vav. The Gemara, I'm quoting it because Mishnebura does. The Gemara brings the mother of Menachem Bar Yitzchak. So while there were Kaldoim, Kaldoim were probably stargazers. A very big Shiloh of Tomim Tia, at the very least. And the stargazer said that, you know, your son is going to be a Ganav. They told the mother of Menachem Bar Yitzchak, told, you know, your son is going to be a Ganav. And she was really concerned. What did she do about it? The stargazer told your son is going to be a Ganav. What did she do? The Gemara said, straight to her immediately, she told him, cover your head. And the Gemara carries on, she davened as well. And the Gemara continues that there was an incident later that he was by a palm tree. He was putting his cloak by the palm tree. And then afterwards, something fell down, which was valuable. And he was just about to take it. It wasn't easy. It would have been a stolen item. He was about to eat, to take it, and to steal it. And then he refrained himself. This Nachum Bar Yitzchak refrained himself. And then he managed to do something else to keep his mind away from the act of stealing. So the Gemara says, but the points can bring from here we see that actually covering somebody's head, it seems from the Gemara that it did the job. Because she was really concerned about, the stargazer said, your son is going to be a Ganav. Why later he's got an incident that he nearly stole something. All because, why? Because she said, cover your head. Because he covered his head, it seemed that he helped, it did a job. He did a job that he didn't end up stealing. So this is the makor, this is the primary makor for putting a kapel on. What do we see from that Gemara though? At the same time, just as much you see there's a source for putting kapels on, what else do we see? It's definitely not Dinner Reis, it's definitely not the Rabbon, it's only Mitchzid, because she was only concerned about what the stargazer says. She says, go and cover your head. So it seems that it wasn't a real requirement. Yeah?
Wasn't it just a requirement for tefillah and when one ate it?
Very good. So you're quite right. There's actually three levels, and we're going to speak about that shortly, Mirtz Hashem. You're quite right what you're pointing out. Yeah? Very good. We'll speak about that as well. Oh, let's mention that now. We are all aware that the fact that we are in a free society and we are nowadays, and it's quite common nowadays, even in the business world, to put on couples. I think this is pretty recent. I know in Switzerland, some yakas to this day, but certainly 20, 30, 40 years ago, and certainly 50 years ago, and 100 years ago, it was even the Yireim and the Shleimim, the very Eilich Eden, they didn't put couples on, they didn't go to work with a couple. I think it's Akshere Dora. But from that itself, we see, I don't know what it was like in England, I know about the yakas in Switzerland, I don't know what, I'm talking about Yireim and Shleimim, they were medaktek, they were very mamish medaktik and all the halachas, but they didn't put couples on when they went to work. I don't know what it was like over here. What is it? It was probably the same, I'm sure, yeah? So we'll see, that itself shows that it was probably just the chumah. But let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says. Mishneh Berurah first of all addresses in Sifkot Yud, Lo yeilech afilu bevais, even in the house, sheish boitikah. First of all, the Mishneh Berurah makes it very clear, it doesn't make a difference if you're in a house or not. As far as this halacha is concerned, it doesn't make a difference if there's a roof or there's no roof. Afilu bevai sheish boitikha, even if there is a roof. Kol shkin tachas avir shashamayim, kal v'choyma, if you're under the sky, the yesh leizo, one should be careful, lekulei alma. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudala from the next page. Abba Ames. Umidas chasidas. So he said that Abba Amma says the Mishneh Berurah, that's a halacha, says the Mishneh Berurah. Less than that, Umidus Chassidus Afilo Pochois Me'arba Amos. The Mishneh Berurah says, and the Mishneh Berurah takes a stringent approach, and we're going to see soon that not everybody agrees to that, but the Mishneh Berurah's initial stage is that there is a halacha, yes, this is a halacha. Lo Yeilech Abba Amos Begil Arosh is a halacha, one may not walk Talit Amos with the head uncovered. And he says, That's a halacha. Less than the Aladamas, that's a Midas Chasidus. Less than the Aladamas, a Midas Chasidus. And then he brings a Shlo HaKadosh, Ve'afilu be'eis ha'sheina belayla. And even when one is sleeping, there is, says the Mishneh Berurah, it's right to put on, it's Midas Chasidus to put on a couple, that's a Shlo HaKadosh, that it's appropriate to wear a couple during when one's sleeping as well. Ve'afilu be'eis ha'sheina, you can see that Mishneh Berurah brings the Shlo HaKadosh, that's what Mishneh Berurah says. Now continues the Mishneh Berurah, that's his first stage, then he goes even more lechumra. Mishneh Berurah says, V'yesh metzadadin loima. He says, first he brings the caller. He says, V'yesh metzadadin loima da afilu ha'ba ames enoy osu medine rak la'atznun b'maaseim. He says, this is the Mishneh Berurah says, that we just said now, the less than dalad ames is the mizchasidus, more than dalad ames is the halacha. That's a stringent approach, but the Mishneh Berurah says, there are mekilim. And the mekilim say that even more than dalad ames is enoy osu medine rak la'atznun b'maaseim. Only people who have a greater level of Chassidus of Tzidkas, of the halach is referring to them. So the Mishneh Berurah, again, he brings two opinions as to whether more than Dalet Amos is halacha. That's his first opinion. More than Dalet Amos is halacha. Less than Dalet Amos, if you're just standing, that's a chumra. That's his first approach. But then he brings another approach that no, could be that even more than Dalet Amos, that's a chumra as well. Right. This opinion is what I believe and I understand that was the minhag in many places. If there were places, and there were places, there were mekel during work hours not to put on couples, it was based on this opinion that we're bringing now, which is the Rashal. So there was, the Mishneh Berurah quotes that, he doesn't like it particularly, but that's that opinion. But then he brings, and he says the following, Aval kvarkosav ha-tas, he brings an additional level to all this, which is the opinion of the tas, lekamon b'simon ches, the bizmaneinu, nowadays, is sogomu medina. So nowadays, there is no justification, there is no heter, medina, halachically, liyos begiloy arosh. Nowadays, there is no heter. Va'afilu yoyshe beveis, even if you're standing in your house, ein shematam. This is the taz that says there is a problem, an additional problem, because of chukas hagoy. Let's get this clear. Until now, everything we've been discussing is a level of Yirah Shemaim. To put on a couple is a level of Yirah Shemaim. We have a distinction less than Dalet Amos, more than Dalet Amos. We saw the Gemara of Ablachim Bad Yitzchok. It's all about one point of enhancing a person's Yirah Shemaim. By the way, what's the other name of a couple? Yarmulke. Where does that come from? That's right. Yirei Malke, to fear Hashem. Yarmulke, to fear the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's where it comes from. But that's all the lev. That's the Gemara. That's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the element and the level and the requirement of Yirah Shemaim, of improving a person's Yirah Shemaim. To know at all times we have something on top of us. Comes along the Taz, and he says that's all very true and very nice. But we mustn't forget that the following: when the goyim go and they go into their tiflis, when they go into their places of worship, what is the first thing they do? They take mat. So he says that because that is what the goyim do as they go into their tiflis, they take off their head covering. So he says nowadays there is a problem of chukas hagoy. We know halacha and yeridah Gemara, that something which is done for a person's religion, a goyish religion, somebody does something, and a person, it's part of their religion, part of dosayhem, part of chukosayhem. If we do the same, that's an issa derayis of chukas hagoy. Since they, says the Taz, since the goyim are makpi to take the head covering off as they go into their place of worship, because of that, there's an additional problem of chukas hagoy. Says the Taz, because the never mind Yirah Shemaim, never mind the problem, never mind the requirement of Dalet Amos, less than Dalet Amos, more than Dalet Amos, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the element of Yirah Shemaim, nowadays there's a much more serious problem of chukas hagoy, says the Taz. And therefore, says the Taz, there's an absolute obligation to wear a couple. Yeah. Very good. So it's a good point, but there is such an approach within the Taz as well. But the basic approach in the Taz is that since it's something which is part of their, they do it to be respectful. When they go into a house, there's a part of their respect, respectful. That's what they do, to be respectful to something. So therefore, it's always a problem. But you're quite right. According to the Taz, you're right. We're going to speak about that as well. If a person, according to the Taz, if a person chaps that he done without the couple, then he suddenly realized without the couple, it would be a makif, according to the Taz. You're right. Yes, yes, you want to, is that? Yeah, yes.
So the whole point about chuk is going to be a chuk.
Not necessarily. No, that's the marik. Not necessarily.
And the other thing is, no one wears a hat anymore in Gunton.
Good.
Apart from Pope, who wears it all the time. So really the only...
Good. Very good. So the Taz is... It's a very good point what you're saying. It depends on societies. I mean, the Taz was certain when you go to the Sephardic countries, where they're in the Muslim countries, there the Taz wouldn't apply anyway, as far as Gilui Rosh is concerned. And nowadays is where there are poskim who want to claim that nowadays maybe the Taz may not so much be the halacha nowadays, which is still a machlokes. It's still a machlokes. Because there is still that. I don't exactly know how to measure that and how to evaluate that. So, but there is that point that maybe the Taz nowadays wouldn't apply so much. There is that argument, yeah. Yeah. Because there is nowadays less, the religion, the goyim nowadays are not as religious as they used to be. They're not so committed. Correct. The Taz was not referring to that. The Taz wasn't referring to that. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah brings this Taz, and he said the following. An absolute Issa, but for you, even if you're sitting in your house, ein shematam. Chen kos v'tshuvas mari bruna. V'kosa, right, so that's the Taz that the Mishnah Berurah paskens like. V'kosa v'mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham writes, da afilu ktanim, even young children, nochon it is proper la'agilom to accustomize it, to make them rogel, because they're rosh to cover their heads, ki heichad la'avilu emes ha'dishmaya, that they should also be aware of the Rebbeinu Shloim and have great yirashimayim, ki the Issa, as the Gemara says, ki se reishach, that's the Gemara that we just quoted, ki se reishach, she told her son, go and cover your head, ki heichad la'avilu emes ha'dishmaya, that your head should be covered, that you should have your Hashemayim. V'da oid, says the Gemara, you should also be aware, de le'inyan giluy ha'roish, that with regards to head covering, da it is sufficient, bekisu ya'yad ala roish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that just to cover to put your hand on your head, that's sufficient. But it's going to be a disclaimer shortly. To put your hand on your head, that's normally okay. But we're going to have a disclaimer to that. V'adin, imefale roish shori begilui roish. The Ein b'prima godim. Prima godim says, because a leilech abba amis tachzavir ha-shemayim lo imahane b'ze kisui roish bilvad. B'yad. We're going to see that there is, for this level of yashemayim, if you just want to, for this level of yashemayim, if... not referring to brachas and tefillah, just to have Yirah Shemayim, there it's sufficient to put your hand on your head, that's sufficient, that's fine. So if you quickly, you don't have a couple, you need to go from one room to the other, to put your hand on your head, that's okay. As long as you're not, we're going to see soon, that when it comes to Torah and tefillah, this halacha, it's not good enough. We'll see that shortly. I just want to quickly stop for 1 second, and ask, before we move on with Sifkot and Yud Beis, what would be the halacha, Let's just see Sifkot Nud Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Begilui Arosh. V'chol shken she'oso levorich v'adil ilmud Begilui Arosh. V'loi mehane b'ze kisu ha'yad. T'yad v'rosh chad guf einon. V'ein ha'guf yochel l'chasiz is atzmoy. So the Mishnah Berurah now says, everything we've discussed until now, the element of Yirah Shemayim, more than Daladamas, less than Daladamas, Reb Nachman b'Yitzchok, that's all when a person, that's just if a person walks. But when there is a different halachas, when a person needs to make brachas or needs to daven, then there's a different set of halachas altogether. There, a person's hand would not be good enough. There, if a person needs to make a bracha, and he hasn't got a couple, he would have to take his sleeve and cover it with the sleeve on his head. But that's a different set of halachas. So we're learning. There's Yirah Shemayim, that's one level. Then that's machloikas as to whether Dalet Amas or more than Dalet Amas. Then we learned there's a Taz that says nowadays it's the most serious problem with regards to Chukas Agoy. And now we're learning the third level, which is the level of brachas and tefillah. Brachas and tefillah is a special requirement, nothing to do with the first two levels. When it comes to brachas and tefillah, there a person said certainly to be covered, and there's additional chumras there that you wouldn't be good enough. You certainly would have to cover with a material such as a person's sleeve. Now the Mishneh Berurah says later on he brings the shaila of a wig, and the Mishneh Berurah, I'm just skipping two lines, and the Mishneh Berurah says the following: Vekosav. The line starts with Shalroish Lo Yivorich Habocha Barosh Megula. Now it says the Mishneh Berurah, the peruk, which is peruke in German, which is a wig, Mesiris. Af oison shetfurin bevegen metachtov. I'm not quite sure what that's referring to. A wig which is attached to the garment. Do you know what that's referring to? A wig which is connected to the garment.
Maybe it's got a sort of a netting
underneath the hair. Yeah? Okay. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, very good. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah, very good. There. Yesh lesoi mipnei maris ha'ayin. That is also, that really your head is covered. It's actually okay. It's actually acceptable. But it's a problem, Maris Ayin. What's the other fire judge going to say? The one who doesn't keep anything is going to say, look, the firm judge, he makes bracha without the couple. So he's going to say, I can also. So there's a misleading element over here that if you wear a wig, there's a problem, Maris Ayin. So it's not going to, really would work. Really, a wig is fine. You covered your head completely. But because it's Maris Ha'ayin, you can't. But it does say, same people say that's his hair. V'yesh mekinin soma mekel. It sounds like that the Mishneh Berurah is only particular with regards to, because this whole Mishneh Berurah is talking about brachas and tefillah. It sounds like it's only talking about brachas and tefillah. When it comes to the general walking around, that we said is one level of Yirat Shemayim, just to walk around with a couple, that it seems to be not to be machmis. Only the wig is only a problem when it comes to brachas and tefillah. That's what it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah. But let's address the shaila that we asked earlier. What would be the halacha if somebody realizes that he davened or he made a bracha and he wasn't wearing a couple? Does he need to say it again? Is it ma'akev or not? Chukas Agoy will be a problem. Very good. What you are saying is exactly the words of Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe Feinstein Mama says that. He says, if it's al Yirat Shemayim, then really, there shouldn't be somebody. It's not ma'akev b'di'evet. We know there's a whole list of things which are ma'akev b'tfila. It's a whole list later on in there's halachas of things which are ma'akev a person's tefila. He doesn't say that about not wearing a kappa. It makes sense. It's Yirat Shemayim. It's a level of mitchsidas Yirat Shemayim. But a person, that the fact that it's ma'akev a tefila, that we don't find it's dvorim ma'akev is a tefila. It's not dvorim ma'akev is a tefila. So it would be okay. But chukas agoy would be ma'akev. Ramosha says that chukas agoy, that's your point as well, that chukas agoy would be ma'akev a tefila. So he says that if it's in a place that goyim will be ma'akev to take the heads covering off, then if you didn't have a couple on, then it's going to be ma'akev. You have to daven again. That's what Moshe says. Reb Shlomo Zalman is more lenient, and he says that even by the ever, the person wouldn't have to daven again. So if a person makes a brach, he realizes he doesn't have a kalkut, Reb Shlomo Zalman, he doesn't have to say the brach again. What about hirur in Torah? A person wants to think in Torah. He doesn't have a couple for some reason or another. He went swimming, I don't know, and he's not wearing the kappel. He wants to think in learning. Can you do that without a kappel?
Well, one can think in learning because the Torah can't one, but not actually learn.
Right.
So would that have a bearing on this?
What do you think?
I think you probably could think.
You probably could think in learning.
Not actually learn from a sefer.
Not actually, okay.
The rabbi lived across the hallway from Rav Scheinberg, quoting Rav Scheinberg as saying that a Tom Chochem should always be Menomit Torah in the shower and should be honest in the bathroom.
That's interesting. Okay. Lemaisa, Shlomo Zalman and other poskim who write about it, they say that Hiro is actually okay. Here to learn to, it sounds, we can appreciate that because it's only a chumre, it's Mrs. Chassidus. So therefore there is room to be lenient if a person doesn't have a couple to be.
I
Definitely you can.
Because by learning, the whole reason why you're wearing a cap is because you're short. But by learning, you are.
I suppose the question is based, you're right, Lemaise, but the question will be based on the fact that brachas and tefillah. Brachas and tefillah. So we're distinguishing between brachas and tefillah and learning. That's like the chiddush. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying
yeah.
Learning shouldn't be a problem.
Learning. You're saying learning. No, that's interesting. A person shouldn't be learning b'gilu erosh. A person shouldn't be learning b'gilu erosh. It goes in the category learning loud, learning good and proper. That is goes in the category of Torah and tefillah, of tefillah and brachas. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's. It's probably more connected to the Yerushalmi. It's a good point. Good point. Yeah, and just to complete the Shulchan Aruch, v'yivdoik nekavav. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person should also be boidik nekavav. We're talking about over here before, but as soon as a person gets up, literally get out of bed. So it says, Vivdok Nikosov, you should check that he should be excused. Vivdok, but actually what he's really referring to is that Vivdok, you should check. Because the Mishnah is Medayek, and he says, Vivdok Nikosov, Kideshi Achakach Gufoy Noki, that his body should be clean. B'shas Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim B'kiyah Shema V'Tefillah, that his body should be completely clean before when he davens. V'yivdek is to check that he can daven. V'yichasek ol gufo finishes the Ramah. His entire body should be covered. V'lo yelech yochef, a person should never walk bare feet. V'yagel atzmo, a person should customize himself. Lefano is to release himself. Baboike in the morning, v'erev, and in the evening, shu is rizus v'nekiyas. This is referring to the times that we are very lucky nowadays. We have got a bathroom, a toilet everywhere. But in those days, there wasn't. So the halacha over here is referring to, there was only some limit. There was the besmetash near the besmetash used to be availability to be excused. So a person should make a point of yagel atzmo, a person should go in the morning and in the evening should be excused. Because otherwise it would be problematic. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sif Kotten Yud Dalet, Amruch Ramenu Shim Koy Adam Kol Ma Sheyesh Lo. A person should sell everything he has got. Veyikach, and he should take min olim leraglav. He should take shoes to his feet. He should sell everything, but he should have shoes. It's very important to have shoes. I heard once, and I'll go and finish off with that. The Moedig Avot from the Mashkiach in Kol Torah, Gedalia Eisman, he said a Moedig Avot. He said that Al Derech Musa, it's not Halacha, Al Derech Musa. He said, why is it that a person should sell everything he has in order to have shoes? Why is it so important to have shoes? The Loshen Mishnah Berurah says, Shimkoy Odom Kol Ma Sheyesh Loi, V'Yikach Min Olim Lo. A person should sell everything he has got, but he can't walk bare feet. So he explains, he says that a person who wears shoes is going to be a little bit higher. If you wear shoes, by definition, you're going to be a little bit higher. A little bit higher. He said the person should sell everything to be on a slightly higher madrega. They should sell everything just to steig a little bit. And he should derive yourself a little bit.